What's up?
Howdy do, Podcast Land. You're back with your host, Big Lance and Phil.
Oh, dude. Stepping on toes. We're stepping on each other's toes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter. Tonight, me and Big Lance are talking the 1997 The Fifth Element, starring Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis. And the very, very, very beautiful Mila Jovovich. Yeah. And then we got Gary Oldman, Ian Holm, Chris Tucker, Luke Perry makes a cameo.
Luke Perry.
And we got Debo.
Gary Oldman. Did you say Gary Oldman?
Yeah, I did say Gary Oldman. Debo. Debo's back with Smokey. Smokey!
Hey, Smokey!
Hey, Smokey!
Smokey taking a shit!
Anyway, so
let me out with a dollar.
So check this out. This is a really cool futuristic fucking movie that I have loved. I watched it a million times, and when we get into my rating and review, I'm gonna blow your fucking mind. All right, so let me give a quick summary or a quick plot of this movie. In the colorful future, a cab driver unwillingly becomes the central figure in search for a legendary cosmic weapon to keep evil and Mr. Zorg at bay. All right, that's what this movie's about. Evil's coming, good has to protect itself. So, let's talk about this movie, Big Lance. Did you like this movie?
I like Leela.
Leelu.
Leelu. I say Leela because it's from Futurama.
She got
You know Leela from Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
that's Al Bundy's wife.
I do like Leela, and I don't know Bruce Willis. It's just like Die Hard. It kind of reminds me of
John McClane.
But
he does.
But he's a little more colorful. Dude. He's a little more colorful.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Me and Chelsea watched this movie last night. And Chelsea actually watched it with me, so I didn't have to watch it on my phone because she loves this movie, too. So we watched this movie, and I told her that. I was like, he so reminds me of Die Hard in this movie, especially the action scene.
You feel like he's going to say, yippee-ki-yay, or some shit.
Motherfucker.
yeah. But Leelu, yeah, she did it for me in this, man.
Even the fact, I didn't think she had eyebrows, but Chelsea told me she did. They were just blonde. And I had to look on my high-definition screen, but I seen them. She had blonde eyebrows. I always thought she had no eyebrows.
I got a fun little fact for you about the movie.
Throw it at me.
They originally started coloring her hair every time she did a roll or whatever and dyeing her hair as needed. But her hair started breaking, so they bought her a wig.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I got something else for you.
Throw it at me.
That little language she's speaking, the writer of this movie,
Dr. Mosey,
actually come up with a language he made his own language with 400 words, and she learned it. And
I think I remember reading something.
And him and her, they would talk in that language together, and they eventually got married. But the writer was actually married to the diva in the movie. And
did not know that.
He was cheating on her with Leelu.
Mila Jovovich, dude. Oh my God.
Resident Evil bitch. She is hot, man.
Dazed and Confused. Check that episode out, Podcast Land. We did episode on Dazed and Confused.
She did play in Dazed and Confused. But, damn, I just got a brain fart.
Nah, let me tell you what's going on in this movie, Podcast Land. You got Bruce Willie. All right, little Bruce Willie is Corbin Dallas. Corbin, they coming, Corbin. Corbin Dallas. And this motherfucker is on his last leg. He's a military man that's retired. And this bitch just falls in his shit.
Yeah, Lilo, like, fucking
literally
jumped.
Falls in his lap. Well, not his lap, but his back seat.
Yeah, and
his
he's already got points on his, so many points on his license, he can't get, but like.
You now have 1 point left on your license. Yes, I know I have 1 point left on my license.
You just got into an accident.
No shit. So then.
I like the futuristic side of it. It's kind of cool, like the McDonald's thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty neat.
And all the chicks at McDonald's were hot.
Everybody was hot in the future.
I've never seen a hot chick at McDonald's.
But you know,
everybody's hot in the future. They got rid of all the ugly people.
Yeah, it's true, though. But people are getting hotter nowadays. I mean, really. I mean, it's true. Like, where did these bodies are coming? Where are they coming from? Look on Facebook sometimes. That shit's crazy. Fucking steroids, man. These chickens. These chicken-eating bitches.
So, anyway, the cops tell Corbin Dallas, says, open up and let us get this prisoner. He's like, sorry, baby, I got to help you. And then she comes out one of my favorite lines. She looks at this little sign that says, please help. And she goes,
please help.
Please help.
And I would have thought, like, she was retarded.
Yeah, right? He's like, I'm sorry, baby. I can't help you right now. And they hook up, and she's like, oh, that's that crybaby face. And he's like, oh, fuck. Fingers is going to be pissed at me. And he hits the button, and he flies and pulls him. Fingers. You remember Fingers when he first wakes up talking to him?
I don't remember Fingers.
Fingers was the guy when he first woke up and he answered the phone. He's like, yeah, and grabbed his cigarette that was all filter and just a little bit of cigarette.
Yeah.
And he answered the phone. He's like, what? And he's like, hey. He's like, hey, Dallas, what are you doing? He's like, you got my cab. Bring my cab in for a tune-up. And he's like, yeah, I got it. How many points you got left? I got 50. You need to learn how to lie better. Yeah. Do you remember that guy? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when he had to talk to him afterwards, he was like, look, man, I had a problem with the car. And he's like, what? He's like, I fell in love. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you know who that voice was? Who? I will tell you one thing. He's uncredited. He's not credited in the movie. Who? I had to do a lot of digging to find out who that voice was.
Like a lot?
Yeah. I mean, it took me about 10, 15 minutes on Facebook trying to figure out who the voice was. He was uncredited.
Right.
But you don't recognize the voice. You don't remember the voice, do you?
Just tell me.
It's Vin Diesel.
Oh, really?
It was Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Why wasn't he credited?
He was nobody back then. He was probably friends with the producer or some shit and just made $100, $200, $300 for making a phone call.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so then he takes the girl to the priest. I don't feel like we need to run through this whole movie. Let's just talk about our favorite parts of this movie, because this movie has some killer fucking parts, dude.
I love the fucking when the diva's singing. Yeah, she's doing that fucking dance, man.
And Mila's in there kicking the shit out of those fucking
man. And she's
big old ears.
Yeah, she's just fucking them up left and right, punching them from.
All right, Podcast Land, we're not talking about the plot. Follow along with us. We're just talking about the movie. Hopefully you've seen it. If you ain't seen it, fuck you, man. Go watch the movie, then come back and listen.
I think some of their outfits was crazy, man.
Some of the outfits. What about fucking Chris Tucker? I swear he was wearing, like, dresses and shit.
They were.
Ruby Ride!
Well, what the director wanted was it to look like a gender-free world or some shit.
You know who the director was?
Who?
I don't know. But he was from France. He's French.
Yeah. They mentioned that. He was European, too.
Aziz! Light!
Did you know that they showed, like, 3 or 4 different kids in there, and each time some of them were different kids? Like, you didn't even know it just because your eyes are so racist.
You about made me spit.
Hold on,
but
what was funny to me is Luke Perry's job was to sit there and tally Mark Aziz.
No, that's just what he was doing.
He was tallymarking him every time. Yeah. He had a notepad that just said Aziz on it and had tally marks. What was he doing there?
He was taking pictures.
But he was a what? Well, he was a tally marker.
I think he was just doing that for fun. His job was, as the guy was cleaning shit, to sit there and draw the shit out.
No, apparently.
Because they didn't have cameras back then. They didn't have fucking flashlights. They had a kid holding a goddamn gold pan.
Yeah, apparently they were paying Aziz to do that. Mm-hmm. And every time he gets a tally mark, he gets a penny taken off.
All right, well, I didn't get that, but that makes sense. But that ain't why they were paying another dude. They just had him doing that. His job, because you remember how fast he was drawing those aliens when they were walking by?
Yeah, those aliens
look like fucking ducks.
They were real suits that people were in. They had monitors in them because they said those suits were so big and there was nothing, they couldn't see inside the suits. So they had like little TV.
That's why they moved so slow.
They had little TV monitors in it. Yeah, because if they moved fast, they would fall down or bump into each other. They said that they had to cast actors that were 6'9". A bunch of actors that were 6'9" to fit in there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and they would show their rank. If you look, the only difference with them was the ones that were ranked higher had more spikes on their back.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. So let's bring up Gary Oldman, Mr. Zorg, with the fucked up little plastic thing on his head and all his people had purple plastic things on their head.
What's that about?
I don't know, but that scene where the priest is in there with him and he's choking, and he's hitting all the buttons and shit's flying all over the place. And then this little fucking mini elephant thing comes up. He's loving on it later. And it's got its little trunk wrapped around his neck. What the fuck, man?
What about when his head starts gooing? It wasn't even
It wasn't just him. It was a bunch of them. It was anyone who was talking to the nothing. I want to call it the nothing, like from Never Ending Story. Because it was just a big blob that talk like this.
Well,
and anyone who talked to it and it pissed off, this like oil would come down. It was brown. It wasn't red. Like it come down and you'd rub. There was two or three people that had it come down, but he was the only one that rubbed it and it run all down his face and it was like brown, like oil or some shit. I asked Chelsea last night. I was like, where the fuck did that come from? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that was strange. It was a weird movie. It was weird. It was sci-fi-ish. Okay. I don't normally get into sci-fi-ish movies. This movie had some good writing to it. It was kind of, but it was strange. Chris Tucker, man, he said he didn't. He was kind of worried about wearing stuff like that in the movie because
But he did a good job.
He was worried what his family would think about him. And yeah, he has a very memorable role in the movie. That's one of the main things I remember. It was Chris Tucker. And all his crazy outfits.
Do you think he purposely fucked that stewardess?
He was a womanizer in the fucking movie.
Right. Do you think he purposely fucked that stewardess and did all that? He said, you got to write me in doing that. If I'm going to wear a dress, I got to be fucking bitches.
Right.
Because I don't want people to think I'm gay.
Right.
Do you think that's what it was?
I do. But let me tell you first off.
Chris Tucker's a homophobe.
Let me tell you first off. Do you know who they wanted to put in that role?
Who?
Lenny Kravitz. And then
I can see that.
They wanted to hold on.
They put him in that role later on in Hunger Games.
Yeah, they did. I even mentioned that one, or I thought about that when I seen it. But they wanted to use Lenny Kravitz, and then they also considered using Prince. But they wanted his character to be like Prince.
So Prince wouldn't have been good to do.
They said if they would have got Prince, they would have probably got a bunch of outfits for free. Because he's already got the outfit.
Yeah, but you know what the budget would have went up on Prince?
Yeah.
All right, so are we done talking about... I mean, there's not a whole lot of plot. This is just a fun movie with a fun bunch of shit. He fucks the chick in the end of it.
Yeah,
I mean, we can keep talking about it. Is there any other favorite parts that you can think of? I like the part where old Zorg comes back in and cuts his bomb back off because he realizes.
I will say that.
Why don't you learn to check the case to see if the goddamn stones are in there?
I will say that Bruce Willis is 21 years older than this girl in this movie.
I said the same thing to Chelsea. She was like 19. This is her first movie. I'm almost positive. We're going to look that up.
Yeah, I know for a fact. I know for a fact already.
Okay, you know, it is.
It's 21 years. It was 20. She was. He's 21 years older than her.
She's what, 19?
People even said at the scene where he says, "I love you," it don't sound real.
She's what, 19?
In the movie?
No, in real life when this happened. I think she was about 19.
That's possible.
Well, let me tell you something.
What?
It's irony that his ex-wife, Demi Moore, got with Ashton Kutcher and married him.
Yeah.
And they were all good friends.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, that's just irony.
Ashton left her for Mila.
He didn't. Yeah. I think, they split up ahead of time and then.
They've always had a relationship.
Okay.
I think he was.
Well, we're not in the Ashton Kutcher and
they've
her name is Mila, too. Mila Jovovich? No, Mila Kunis.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, all right, let's talk about rating and review.
All right, it was a good movie. I'm not normally into that type of movies, but I did enjoy this movie. But do I want to watch it again? Not probably for a while. I may watch it again, though. But just for the scene with the divas, fucking, whatever she does.
That's a badass scene.
Man, it is. I just like that. Her performance is what's good.
It is. Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt your review, but let me ask you this. When she died, she had stones inside her,
right?
Bruce Willis stuck his hand in the wound and pulled them out. Bruce Willis.
Stuck his hand up her wound.
And pulled out the stones.
She
told Mila Jovovich, she said, "Wait for me here. When I'm done with the show, I'll give you the stones." How was she going to get them stones out of her? Was she going to say, "Wait for me here. When I get back, I'm going to take a Mondo Duke and I'm going to get you 4 stones." Or did she say, "When I get back, you're going to cut me, y'all are going to cut me open, I'm going to die, and you're going
to
get these
fucking
stones?"
I think she ultimately knew she was going to die to get them stones out. Or she might have had, like, she got shot or something, right?
She got shot.
She was going to die anyway, so she was, like, just taking my...
Right.
I think she had
but
some
But what was
kinda,
the plan if she didn't
well,
get
the plan,
shot?
I think she's, like,
doctor.
Some... Nah, I think she's, like, some kind of magical being that could have probably... Bloop, and they would have just come out her belly button.
Well, why couldn't she just... That's fucking stupid. I don't, anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you for that.
Or maybe she's got a zipper. Who knows?
Go back in your review.
See, when you interrupt my review, I don't get mad at you. You get mad at me when I interrupt yours. And it's just like we're talking through the podcast.
Because I apologize.
Because we're just talking about the same shit we was just talking about.
Because I apologize. I apologize before and I say, "I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to say this." I say it,
whoa,
and then I go,
okay.
"I'm sorry, go back in here."
Yeah, okay,
you just go, "Shut the fuck up, let me say this."
I don't say that, but yeah.
Nah.
Okay. I'm going to give this movie a... I'm going to give it a 7. 7.
7, 7?
No, 7.
Oh, a 7. All right, a 7. That's higher than I thought you were going to give this movie.
Really?
Because this was my pick. I really didn't think you were going to give it that big of a rating. I love this movie growing up, and I have seen this movie. I can't even count on both hands how many times I've watched this movie. I own this movie. I owned it on VHS when I worked at a video store. I owned it on DVD when VHS became obsolete. And I've watched this movie tons of times. I've watched it with Chelsea. Me and Chelsea, when we first got, well, before we got married, when we lived in the apartments that you lived in, we had no cable, no internet. We just watched
y'all
DVDs.
Just watch movies.
And we would watch the same movies over and over again, getting stoned as fuck. Yeah, I'll cut that out. So we watched the same movies over and over again. And we watched that movie a billion times, literally a billion, 1 billion. And I loved it every single time. I haven't watched it in years. We've had the internet. We've been able to stream different shit. I watched it last night. Me and Chelsea both watched it going into it going, "Fuck yeah, this is one of our favorite movies." At the end of it, I was like, "This movie is not that good." I mean, it's got funny parts. It's got funny quotes. Mila Jovovich is fucking hot. Bruce Willis is a badass. Gary Oldman, I mean, they're good at what they... All the actors did a good job. The writing was not superb. I just didn't enjoy it as much as I used to enjoy it when it was the only... When I only had 30 movies to choose from, 50 movies to choose from. Now I got infinity to choose from. I would have given this movie a hard 8 before watching it last night. But after watching it last night for the first time in I don't think we've watched this show since Lincoln's been born. This movie since Lincoln's been born. So I mean he's now fissing to be 8. So it's been at least 8 years since I've seen this movie. I would have given it a hard 8 on memory, but on rewatching it last night, I'm going to give it a 6.5. It's not a really good movie. It's a cult classic, I guess, could be considered, but it's not really a good movie. It's got good quotes. It's got funny parts that when they come up, I'm like, ooh, check this out. I love this part. And then I go back into my phone because I already knew it. I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it this time. No, like I said, on pure memory alone, a hard 8. But after rewatching it and not being satisfied, I'm going to have to go a 6.5. I know it's an extreme jump, but that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, since it's your pick, I'm going to go the name game. Is that what it's called, the name game?
Mm-hmm.
Name game.
Let's do the name game.
I'm going to go Vin Diesel.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even know Vin Diesel was in that.
Not until you told me.
I feel like you over there on your phone. I see your phone lit up. Okay.
It's not on nothing.
All right, so Vin Diesel. Well, let's go the Fast and the Furious. This is so not right with this game because we're not using a main character. But, hey, loophole. Those are the rules. Fast and the Furious. Go.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
I might would have saved that one. Fast and Furious.
Fast Five.
Furious Seven.
Pitch Black.
The Riddick Chronicles.
Triple X.
We can't do movies that haven't come out yet?
Nah.
It's hit
box office.
Huh?
It's hit box office.
Has it?
Yeah.
So I can say it?
Yeah. I would think.
All right, well.
People can watch it now. They can pay to watch it. So, yeah. It's out.
Oh, I didn't know it was out already.
Well, I mean, it's out on box. You can watch it in theaters now.
I didn't know it was in theaters.
Yeah, if that's the one. But do you know the name of it?
Well, I was asking about Fast and Furious movies.
Don't worry about it. Just name something else. He's been in a bunch of other
movies.
Okay,
so but we can't use that one. But number 8 hadn't come out
yet. We don't know the name of it.
Yeah,
no.
They've released the title. But
it ain't out yet. I thought you was talking about the new Triple X movie.
Oh, no, I was talking about.
Okay, well, you can't mention that one because it ain't out yet.
All right, well, then I'm going to go Triple X.
If you can physically watch it.
Okay, I'm going to go Triple X Return of Xander Cage.
Is that the name of it? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have never said it because you wouldn't have thought of it, huh?
No, I was thinking The Fate of the Furious
really?
Is the name of the 8.
Really?
Number
okay.
8 is The Fate of the Furious.
The Pacifier.
Mm-hmm. Why do I want to say Tooth Fairy? No, no. That was The Rock and Larry the Cable Guy.
Because on The Pacifier, he wears a tutu that looks like.
You're right.
But I wanted to say the Tooth Fairy.
Knock around, guys.
You motherfucker, man. That's the one that I was saving. It was in the hole. You hear me?
I'm sorry.
I was saving that one, you bastard.
This is a good game here.
Well, you had a lot on this one. Vin Diesel, man. I don't know if I know another one.
I got one more.
Do you?
One more.
God dang. It's Fast 6.
Oh, I got two more.
Fast and Furious 6.
Huh?
Fast and Furious 6.
That's right. It's not the Fast, it's Fast and Furious 6.
Good deal.
A lot of people call it Furious 6, but it wasn't. It was Furious 7.
And it was Fast 5. I wanted to say Fast 6, but it's Fast and Furious 6.
It's Fast and Furious 6. And then Furious 7.
We didn't say that one.
Knock around, guys.
You said knock around, guys.
Oh, yeah, I did. Rounders.
Rounders. He wasn't in Rounders.
He was in Rounders. He was not a main character, but he was in Rounders.
You know who was in Rounders? Edward Norton, right?
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to say that a while ago. But I don't remember him in that. I'm gonna have
to. He worked with the guy, and he was the one that pulled him out on stairwell.
Well, I'm gonna have to challenge you on that because I don't know another movie from him.
Challenge me.
I challenge you on that one.
All right, let's look it up.
We'll look it up.
Oh wow, Rounders 2. Yeah, I forgot he was in that. Matt Damon's in that too. Oh man, it ain't Rounders. Fuck. That is not Round. That's not the movie I was thinking of, I don't think.
I told you. I win. I challenge you, motherfucker.
Hang on. Let me find out for sure. But
that's what I'm talking about. That's how you fuck somebody in that fucking shit.
I think you might be right.
Because I challenged you and I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, fucking Last Witch Hunter. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you're kidding me. I didn't even think about that one.
Saving Private Ryan.
I don't remember him in that.
I do. He's in Saving Private Ryan. A Man Apart.
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room was the movie I was fucking thinking about. Not Rounders. Boiler Room.
Damn. All right. Well, let's.
You won.
Iron
Giant.
He was the Iron Giant.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is coming out. Riddick. We didn't call out just Riddick. I said the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, you did.
But we didn't just say Riddick.
Because he didn't play in the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yes, he did. He was Riddick in all of them.
He didn't play in part two. Or no, part two did bad, so he quit playing in part twos of movies.
No, he did all the Riddicks. He stood behind the Riddicks, and they didn't do good at all. He dropped out of Fast and Furious for Riddick. And then when Riddick bombed, he jumped back into Fast and Furious. He did the same thing with Triple X. He dropped out of Triple X. That's why Ice Cube was in the second Triple X. All right, well, we're done with that game. Let's move on to Stump the Chump. Stump the Chump, brother.
All right, well, I'm going to this.
Were you already looking it up?
Yeah.
Oh, are you ready to stump the chump?
Yeah, but I hate to use this one. I wanted to go to quotes, and this one's kind of racist. But I think it was.
Podcast Land, come on.
It was a black guy who said, we all got love here, brother.
I mean, nothing's.
All right. Well, it was a black guy who says it.
Okay.
So, there are a whole bunch of Negroes coming this way, and we're looking like a big old bucket of fried chicken. We did a podcast on this movie.
Say it again.
There's a whole bunch of Negroes coming this way, and we looking like a big old bucket of fried chicken. And I will mention the name of the guy who says it.
Okay.
Joe Dixon. Sounds like
I'm gonna go with the Purge Anarchy.
Wow, really? How'd you know Joe Dixon?
I didn't. I just thought of Bubba Gump.
That was Bubba Gump.
I just thought of Bubba Gump.
It was Bubba Gump.
The way you said it, I just thought of Bubba
Gump. It was what now? What was the name of it?
Huh?
What was the name of the movie?
Oh, The Purge Anarchy.
No. Yeah, full title.
Oh, no, man. We do.
You guys named my movie.
No, we do full title.
Okay,
on the
well,
other.
It was.
I knew what episode you were talking about.
No, you didn't. It was The Purge election year.
Mm.
We didn't do Anarchy. We just
You're
talked
right.
about all
Fucking
of them.
Hell.
We talked about all
right.
of them.
All right.
I will say, though, it was a good episode.
It was
a 55 minute episode, and we talked about The Purge a little bit.
We talked about all three of them. Yeah.
But it was our Purge.
It was a good episode. Check
the
it out.
The Purge election year episode. Check that out.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll give you that one. I named out Anarchy instead of Election Year, so I'll give you that one. You stump the chump.
I'm going to give you another.
You stump the chump.
I'm going to give you another little quick quote, and this was by school.
Oh, wait, I get a redo?
No, it's the.
Oh, the same movie.
You get it. You went. No, yeah, I'll give you that one.
No, I said it wrong, though. I'll give you it.
No, yeah, it's cool.
You knew I knew what episode.
Yeah,
I was
that's
about.
All that matters. That's all that matters. You knew what we was talking about. All
right.
And we did do all the episodes in that one.
We
kinda.
Did.
All right, but the schoolgirl number one, Freak Bride, was her name, I reckon. I want my candy bar.
If you'd have said that, I'd have knew what movie it was.
You'd have knew
what movie it was. I want my candy bar.
I want my candy bar.
I'd have known that shit. All right, so now I need to do one. I got my movie. I just got to figure out what I want to do to it. Should I stump you or should I give you an easy one?
Well, do you think you're going to stump me?
Oh, I know I can stump you.
Well, I mean, whatever. I'm up for a challenge.
Let's do some goofs.
I'm up for a challenge.
Let's do some goofs.
I like goofs.
All right, let's do some goofs.
All right.
Let me find a goof. Hang on a sec.
I got a goof last time, so I think one of us should do a quote each time, and let's just mix. I'll do one, and then you do one. Because I like the quotes.
That would be an easy one if I gave you that one.
I like doing lines. No, not really, guys. I don't, but I like doing the quotes.
All right, I'm going to give you one that should be an easy one for you. Okay? Goofs.
Okay.
The amount of dog drool and dirt on the Camaro's window varies widely between shots. I mean, this is a gimme. This is gimme, baby. Come on.
It should be, but I just can't remember nothing that we did with a dog in it. Turner and Hooch.
We didn't do Turner and Hooch.
We need to now.
Yeah, we do. I'll repeat myself. The amount of dog drool and dirt on the Camaro's window varies widely between shots. This is a goof.
Can you tell me what kind of dog it come from?
If I say I can't remember, that's bad.
Okay, well.
It was either a pit bull or a Doberman, maybe?
A pit bull or a Doberman?
You're going to your phone and going to our website. Can we do that?
I think so.
Okay, all right. I'm down for you. We can do that.
I don't see why we
I really don't remember what kind of dog it was. It might have been a German Shepherd. I can't remember.
I know what it was. Did you say this was an easy one?
Yep.
Was it Don't Breathe?
Damn, I didn't stump the chunk.
That was a fucking Rottweiler.
Rottweiler. I said it was. I couldn't remember.
You said Doberman or a Pitbull.
Oh, I couldn't remember what it was. I just remember it was a mean fucking dog, but I could not stump the chunk. Check out.
Wasn't it a Rottweiler?
It might have been. I don't remember.
I know the one on. It could have been a pit bull or a bulldog, but I do remember the Rottweiler. I might be thinking of the Rottweiler on our People Under Stairs episode.
Might be. Yeah, that was a Rottweiler.
But as soon as I said "Don't Breathe," I remembered. Yeah, that was on In a Camaro.
I know. That's why you were like, "What kind of dog is?" I was like, "Fuck the dog." What kind of car is it? I said Camaro.
Dude, I was literally fixing to say another movie that there was a dog in.
Well, you nailed it. You got it.
Damn, what movie was I was fixing to say that we have?
Ooh, we didn't do Budget versus Box Office. Did we?
No, we didn't. Oh, I was finna say Friday.
That would have been one.
But we didn't do Next Friday, and that was on Next Friday.
You're right. We need to do that.
We do, because Friday did good, and that was back when we didn't have no fucking body listening to us. You know that?
Oh, yeah, I know. All right, let's do a little Budget versus Box Office on The Fifth Element, 1997. Big Lance, what you think this movie spent for their budget?
I'm going to say they put big bucks on this fucking movie, man.
1997.
So they put pretty big bucks on this movie because they had, like, new technology then they were coming up with. And he was really ready. Because what's that Kevin Costner movie?
Waterworld?
No.
I don't know that. Field of Dreams?
No.
I don't know that. Robin Hood?
No, the movie that you said you wanted to do when it comes out, the new one.
Kevin Costner?
I think it was Kevin Costner.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was Kevin Costner. Runner.
Oh, no. He took Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
That was Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, Harrison Ford was in the original
Blade. I was thinking it was Kevin Costner.
Because you were wrong.
Well, Blade Runner. He did Blade Runner, the writer or whatever.
Okay.
Or director.
What you think they spent?
Blade Runner did good. So I'm going to say...
Blade Runner was in the 80s.
Yeah, but he waited for this technology to come out for him to do this movie.
Okay.
And it was his second movie.
Okay.
So I'm going to say... 20 million.
20 million?
Yeah.
93 million.
Oh my God. Why'd you try to make me think it was low, bitch?
I didn't.
You was like, well, it was in 98. I was like, they spent big bucks on this one. And he's like, well, it was in 98. So you've made me contradict myself.
No, it was in 1997. And $93 million in 1997 is a lot of fucking money.
Well, yeah, it is. I was going to go bigger than that. I was actually going to go around 50 million. But,
so you're blaming it on me? Because I told you what year it was?
No, but just right, no. It's because when I said it was big, you was like, "Well, it was in '97."
I was just giving you the facts.
I know, but you just—it kind of made me. It influenced my judgment.
I won't do that no more. All right,
don't influence my judgment.
This movie grossed in box office, not total, not in DVD sales and everything. It just grossed in box office. How much?
One. Damn, I spent that much. 100 million?
93 million.
It made 150 million.
It made 63 million. It lost
a big time, big time. But it's got a cult following, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking yeah. What's your bonus question? Bonus for the win. If you nail the bonus question, you win regardless of whether or not you've gotten any of the other ones. Opening weekend.
Opening weekend. 1 million.
1 million?
I'm fucking myself, man. They made this motherfucker stay in box office so long, they wanted it to do good.
185,000.
Wow. I was close.
One more bonus question.
I was close, man. Right? I was close, right?
No. 1 million. It was 100 and... What did I say? 100 and...
I thought you said 800.
185,000.
Sorry, I thought you said 800.
185,000. All right. Ding, 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 ding. Second bonus question. Nail this one, you get the win.
Okay.
Total amount in USA rentals.
Nothing
to do with the box office. This is just rental price.
I'm going to say the people who liked this movie, they rented it and watched it again. And I'm going to say the people who didn't happen to go see this movie in theaters, but there's a few bunch of them that rented it. So I'm going to say they made $30 million in rentals.
You know what? Well, you get the win tonight. It was $29.3 million. You won it on the fucking second double bonus.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
My boy. All right. So, No. One word. Fifth Element. One word.
Me, Fifth Element.
You want to do our outro, don't you? Supreme Being. Me protect you. Sleep.
Okay. All right, well, what's your one more?
My one word is chican.
I'm going to say lilu.
Lilu. I thought you were going to go sleep.
Sleep.
All right, guys. Well, hey, man, if y'all enjoyed this episode, check us out at smokyshelter.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on iTunes. Rating and review there would be awesome. We're on Podomatic. We're on Pocket Cast. We're all over the place. Stitcher. Just Google the Smoky Shelter. You will find us. Check out our episodes and definitely spread the word. Spread the word, man. Tell your friends about us. Y'all
check our Patreon side out.
Do whatever you do. Drink a beer while you listen to us. You know, drink some liquor, fire up a joint, snort a line, whatever your heart desires. Do what you do while you listen to us. I think we're pretty much done for tonight. We hope you enjoyed the Fifth Element. Any last words, Big Lance?
You, Bruce Willis. Me, Fifth Element. Supreme Being. Sleep.
Mila Jovovich. Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, Fifth Element. Supreme Being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Really? That was weird.
I was doing the Adam Sandler thing, you know, where Chris Farley was like,
shampoo is better. It goes on first and cleans the hair. No, conditioner is better. It goes on last and leaves the hair silky smooth. No, I'm better. No, I'm better. What are you looking at, Swan?
You got it wrong. Stop looking at me, Swan.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
All right, I gotta take a piss. I don't know where we started on this.
This movie was
fuck me, man.
To me, it's fine, dude. This movie to me.
No, it's not. I don't know where we're at in time.
Well, we'll be all right, won't we?
Okay. Well, I mean, are we 10 minutes in or are we 20 minutes in? I don't know.
About 12 minutes.
Okay, let's just run it like we normally do.
About 12 minutes in. I can kind of keep up with time in my head. I don't know about you.
All right. Well, then we're saying 120. I'll count 120 as a start time. We're about 14 minutes in.
All right. That's good. Let me tell you.
I would have given this movie a hard 8. Before rewatching it last night.
Well, let me tell you, can I interrupt you for a minute in your review? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No.
It's done now. Say what you got to say, and then I'll cut myself back in.
Okay, I was basing my review on what it is, man. It's just a crazy, dumb action movie. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, like Die Hard or whatever.
That's okay.
And that's what I was basing my review on. I give it a 7 for that. Not because it was a well-written fucking... But I like some of the writing. But I'm sorry for interrupting your review. I apologize.
Why does everything say that? I never say his name, I guess.
I said Joe Dixon. I think that's what gave it away. You knew Bubba Gump's name was Joe Dixon.
I didn't.
But why did he say that? It was a real racist thing to say, wasn't it?
Yeah. Why the fuck am I in this? What movie did we just do? The Fifth Element,
man. You know what movie we're doing next week?
What movie?
Hustle and Flow.
I remember that movie.
I'm going to make you watch it again.
I remember watching it. It was a pretty good movie.
In my life, I done seen some crazy things in the streets.